Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah!
It is the Migs Cast, and I am Steve Migs, and I'm here with the Reverend Fuego.
Hi!
Glenn Cannon.
Hey.
Little drain from that party in the bathroom there.
Yeah.
Do we dare try and explain what happened to Glenn?
I'll keep it brief. Basically, I needed to use the lavatory. Someone else was having a sit down, and it was so violent that when I opened the bathroom door, I felt like I'd been physically slapped.
Oh my gosh.
The air was so thick. Because I went in there after Glenn.
And we have three stalls.
Yes.
Two urinals. Those want to paint a picture inside their minds of what they're dealing with here.
So I knew Glenn was there because I saw his shoes in like the first stall. And I'm like, all right, cool. So I was using the urinal. And
oh, man.
It was just thick. And I thought Glenn was making a bad day. And my first thought was, so he comes here on a Tuesday, he holds it, and he uses our bathroom to make that.
I respect that.
My heart is as such that if I would have heard the door open and I was responsible for that, you would have heard from the stalls, I'm sorry. I mean, I would have done it. I would have straight, man, I'm sorry. You know, you would have heard it. Like,
so. Or at least like, heads up.
Dude.
I'm killing animals in here.
I needed to have a sit down, and I thought, well, maybe it's lingering. So I went to the handicap stall because it's roomy and I'm a tall guy.
Right. Yeah.
It was locked.
Roomier than this room that we're in right now.
So, yeah, oh, my God, right?
We'll get to that later.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
But it was in progress, so I'm like, oh, my God, this is going down now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I pulled my shirt up over my face and went in and quickly did my business.
That's so funny.
But then as I was cleaning up, my shirt kept slipping off my nose, and so I had to breathe the air. And it was just horrific. And I got out of there. I had my shirt up over my nose while I was washing my hands. And then I kind of dove out into the hallway with my shirt up on my nose, and I realized there were several people that saw me make an exit that way.
It's like you're underwater for like 10 minutes, and
you come up,
yeah.
And like, dude, I didn't make eye contact. I don't know who it was that spotted me. I did hear a female laughing, but I didn't make eye contact. I just kept my eyes down. Like, look, I'm not trying to shame whoever's in there.
Oh, but if you wanted
holy
to do
God.
If you wanted to shame the person, you could have pulled the right next to him while he's still in the stall. You okay in there? I'll see what he says.
No, I had daydreams while I was sitting there taking care of business, like of writing a note that says change your diet and just slipping it under the stall wall.
Oh my gosh.
Just change your diet. Like, I don't know what you're eating, but you need to stop now and forever.
Check this box
now
if you're a
forever.
Vegan.
It's like, well, wait, we know.
Too many vegetables. Dude, that happened though. The worst is like, because like, I hate when it's like a mistaken poop identity and Rev's thinking it's you. Because that's happened to me.
I don't mind that. Because if he'd have been like, Glenn, is that you? You'd have been like, actually, no, this was happening when I came in, Rev. I was straight up shamed. Whoever's over there.
But for all we know, like, if you guys ever had this conversation, for the longest time, he'd be thinking, wow, Glenn's the guy who just murders our bathrooms. Like, if you guys didn't have this conversation.
But I'll openly talk about what's trans. Because I came out, I couldn't wait to see someone.
Right.
I saw Rev, and I'm like, this friendly face. Now I have someone to talk to.
But and I love
this
that you
is
thought
what
it might
just
have been,
happened to
I love
me.
That you thought it might have been me.
Well, it wasn't that I thought. I was worried that it was, because I didn't want you to feel bad. You know?
We should have got a few microphones. Why don't we do the podcast from the pooper?
Oh, jeez.
Each of us takes one of the stalls, and we just do a podcast, and people walk in and have no idea what's going on.
These three guys are having a conversation.
The pooper podcast.
Yeah,
in a
weird way.
You know, the poo cast.
You know how you
cast.
Relive like bad moments in time? In a weird way, it's like the scent is still with me. It's like mint death.
It's like Chinese food. You go and eat, yes. at a Chinese food restaurant.
Wrong.
You better not be wearing flannel because you might as well throw that away.
What is it? Is it the Korean barbecue places?
Yeah.
You can cook right at the table.
I picked up these dudes that had come out of a Korean barbecue doing the Uber Lyft thing.
Oh, that's just the vent in this room.
Oh,
yeah.
It's not Hans Gruber.
This room is not soundproof.
But
we might as well be in the pooper.
Of course, it's not Jesus.
Well, no.
yeah, that's not an airplane flying behind us. If you hear it, I'm not even sure if you did.
Why don't we segue into tell us about what's been going on with you guys for the past week or so, fellas? Well, Steve, Justin, what's been going on?
Well, it's funny because I was like, when's the last time we've done a podcast? And I go on our podcast page on Apple Podcasts, and the last episode was August 26th. Aww. Oddly enough, titled "Talking S."
Yeah.
So we have a quick shout out to Rob Ware. He put a review, 5 stars, no big deal. Says, funniest podcast, entertaining, and you'll always get a great story, like this very moment.
Yeah.
JW, always a good listen and a good laugh. We want to encourage people to leave some reviews so we could flood our podcast review page with positive stuff as opposed to poopy stuff that we've had in the past from one poopy person. So... What was it, about 2 weeks ago, our station...
About a week and a half, yeah.
I don't know how much detail we could get into, but let's just say that the terrorists took over our
Hans Gruber.
Yeah, yep. Dude. Like, we were attacked by hackers.
And it was catastrophic.
I mean, if you do a Google search and just type in Entercom, you'll probably find the story or Entercom hacking.
So they hacked the company.
They took over our computers.
And then tried to hold you for ransom, right?
Yes.
Like, if you pay us, we'll give you all your stuff back.
And then we're like, no, man, we're not going to do that.
No,
and
man.
And then, you know what we did? We worked without computers for about a week and a half.
We did.
I mean,
and it mostly worked.
And shout out to our... That's the weird part. So, like, people are like, what's going on? What's wrong with X, Y, and Z? And we're like, well, the computers are down. They're like, the computers are working just fine for this. I'm like, yeah, they work fine for that, but they don't work fine for this.
It's hard to explain, like, what exactly got wrecked. But it's, like, all of the things in order to get to the things. So, like all of, like, the best of stuff, like, in the system.
Right now.
Like, yeah, like, we can't access the pieces to them.
That's why you keep hearing the same... 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Pre-funk show, the hour that we run before we start live at 6. It's been the same episodes for like ever.
The that's one, all you've got.
Yeah, the
that's
ones in have. The system work,
yeah.
But we can't put anything into the system.
So they got your servers on a corporate level.
Yes.
Pretty much.
On a corporate level.
Oh, like, this God. Isn't just Seattle.
Yeah. This is every Entercom station across America.
Basically.
The president of Entercom clicked on a porn virus.
Yeah, we're talking, we figure he clicked on a thumbnail.
He went to girlsongoats.org and now this is happening.
Our VP
thought, it's a nonprofit.
Glenn.
Of course, it's a thing.
Our VP clicked on a link that said, "If you click this, a Nigerian prince is going to give him money." And you know, he's already rich as F. But you know, the rich love to get richer. And
they got a thing on his Facebook that said, "Look, it's you."
But dude,
and he clicked on it. And...
Oh, those ones, the YouTube, Facebook.
Dude, I can't believe you're in this video.
And it's I'm not.
Negative. No,
not clicking on it, you dummy.
Yeah,
I clearly did.
I sent a YouTube link to 3 friends this morning, and because it didn't appear with a screenshot of the video. It just said YouTube and whatever. I texted the following saying,
"This is legit.
This is legit. This is me, bro. I actually sent this to you." So they'd know, like, oh,
no, it's smart.
Glenn sent me something funny because, you know, and I put ellipses in the whole thing. So it's like, that's the way Glenn texts.
Yeah. This isn't a robot.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Glenn Cannon.
Hello, this is me, bro. Yeah. Lance McKay of Lance and the McKays.
So yeah, everything was down for a while. We had no email for a week, which. Was awesome.
Dude, it was
not gonna lie.
It was so freeing.
It was like my wife's like, "Wow, you just seem more in the zone, like you're in a good mood." I'm like, "I don't have to answer
any
emails." Dealing
with any crap.
Like, dude, there's gonna come and one morning it happened. Everything started working again and
boom, you got flooded.
I opened this up and I'm like, "Oh my goodness gracious, I have like 400 emails."
Yeah. He sends the message and I was like, "Oh, that sucks." I had like 40, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Oh, not as bad as you."
And you know what?
25 of them were from me. Like, dude, have you seen this?
Unless this is Glenn.
Yeah, it's real. This is me.
No, about 80% of them were spam or from TMZ. I learned. That's where I get all my freaking emails from. It's so ridiculous. But so needless to say, everything has been messed up. That's why we had no megacast. That's why the Geek Nation and the broadcast, and of course, with the podcast you're listening to, has not been able to do an episode in forever. And in fact, we really shouldn't be doing one right now. Up until 10 a.m., I thought for sure we were going to do one. And then at 10 a.m., we find out, no, the computers are not working again.
They're hoping tomorrow, which is one of those ones where, sure, yeah, I mean, if it works tomorrow, great. Like, the poor IT guy is just trying to put together every computer almost by hand.
Dude, he's doing the best that he can.
And I know, and it's like, okay, it's like, I walked into the room, the room that we normally record in, and I was like, yeah, okay, cool, I'm looking at it, because he said that it might be able to be ready, and I looked at it, and there's something up there that says, something hasn't installed correctly. I'm like, I'm not touching this. Yeah. And then he walks in, and I was like, we're not ready, are we? He's like, no. So I go up to Steve, and I'm like, so, bro.
And I'm like, shoot, Glenn's probably on his way. This is going to be. I'm like,
I walked in, and literally the receptionist was like, oh, I'm surprised you're here. All the servers are still down. I don't think we can do podcasts.
You're like, huh?
And I was like, no way this is happening.
Right? And dude, it's been murder because I've been wanting to do a podcast. We've got so much cool stuff to talk about, which I completely forget now. But
yeah, right.
So then I'm like, crap, Glenn's coming. You know what? Worst case scenario, we're going to get some lunch, and I'm treating.
Oh,
like,
that,
like, we'll figure it out.
I would have just hugged you guys, turned around, and went home. I've got stuff I need to be dealing with. Well, not that the show's in the way of that. This is just stuff that I would have done Tuesday morning instead of Wednesday morning.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But if there was no show, I'd have been like, love you guys. I would have went home dealt with it. Right.
So then I was like, well, there's got to be a way. And then we find this random production room here in our building.
That works.
That is the size of the handicap stall in the bathroom.
Yeah, it's close quarters.
I mean, technically, there are three microphones
in here.
We
have three mics.
We're doing good.
We honestly could do this with just one mic, how close we all are to each other. We could share one microphone, and it wouldn't be that. I wonder what that would sound like.
I'm worried that scent of mint death.
Yeah. I don't want to get too close to you guys.
I'm worried that it's on my clothing.
Yeah, like, you guys have been hanging out in the poop room.
I want to go take a shower.
Say something else.
We could be like one of those podcasts that has one microphone and they just put it in the middle of the room.
I hate those.
I know. At what point, guys, podcasters out there, I understand that it's money, but if you really want your podcast to be listened to, invest in cheap microphones and a mixing board or something.
You can get on Amazon and buy pretty kick-ass little condenser mics.
Yeah.
For about $50 to $60.
Dude, you can probably get it for $20 on eBay.
You can buy crappy microphones for $20 and a mixing board that can get
little Behringer four-channel mixer for about $100.
Like, less than that. Not even used, just on Amazon, where you can get just very small stuff and like three mics and put it together under $100. If you have any questions out there, podcasters, I've got a link. I'll send you and I'll show you what
help
we
me
do.
Help you.
It's so bad, but come on.
And if you want to spend the money, I was like looking at this one podcast I listened to. It's Chris Van Loot. He's a wrestling podcast. Shocking, I know. But he's sponsored.
Listen to wrestling podcasts?
I know, right?
Weird.
He's sponsored by Samson, Samson.
Oh, yeah, they
Tech.
Make mics and cheap wireless gear and stuff.
And they also make basically podcast startup kits.
Yeah.
So
no,
just go there and you get your microphones, your hookups, and they can tell you exactly what kind of podcast you could have.
It's like Get in Shape Girl for podcasters.
It's like Fisher Price, my first podcast.
And that's like the thing, like podcasting should be a hobby, and you maybe want to do it on the cheap, but you got to spend a little bit of money on your hobby.
Dude, my favorite, when you say hobby, and I think everyone should approach it that way. I still approach the Mixcast as a hobby. I would love for us to be able to make us money, but it's just, the reality is it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But I always love when I meet somebody, I don't know if you guys experience it, like, oh yeah, I want to do a podcast. So how much money can I make doing a podcast? I'm like, dude, with that mentality, nothing.
None.
Zero.
None.
Yeah.
Well, I hear podcasts, they got commercials for boner pills and stuff. I could probably do that, right? I'm like, no, you might as well just take the boner pill.
The problem is, I've tried to explain
and bang
this.
People for money.
I've tried to explain this to people. I remember years ago.
Yeah, you're not wrong, really.
There was, I won't get into names, but there was someone that literally was planning, more or less, in essence, a march that we were going, these people were going to descend upon the steps of the old KSW. And demand that more local music be played.
Really?
And whoever, I won't get into names, had this bright idea.
Eddie Vedder.
And there wasn't Ved.
Oh.
And old Ed Ved.
Old Ed Ved.
He was probably with me going, guys, there's so much you don't understand. Step into my office. Let me explain this to you.
So true.
So there was a bunch of people like, hell yeah, let's do this. And I hate to say it, but it was all mostly musicians that play in bands that don't even really have, because they haven't figured out how to promote their, and they don't work, and I'm trying to be so nice.
They put out their record on produced at via Bandcamp, produced via GarageBand.
They scream that they want a Saturday night show, and you go see them, there's three people there, and that's the three girlfriends of the guys,
but if we had a Saturday night show, people would come, man.
They
Oh, you just triggered Glenn on that one.
This is why I don't book bands anymore.
These are the conversations I've had too, but, so I understand what you're saying.
Whoever it was invited me to come march on, and I was like, look, here's the thing that you're not we're really lucky to have. Well, all we get is Loud and Local, and it's Sunday nights. And I was like, dude, let me explain how this works.
Yeah.
So running a radio station isn't free. It doesn't just fall out of the sky. It's dependent upon these crazy things called advertisers. Now, in order for an advertiser to say, yes, I'll pay to have my product placed, you have to have something called listeners, right? Yeah. So people are familiar with AC/DC, for example, and so they'll listen when they know AC/DC is being played because they like AC/DC, yeah. And so mattress discounters will purchase an ad there, and that's what pays for everything. Right down to the chairs, okay? So if no one's heard of your band, and no one's heard of your music, why would any advertiser on the face of the earth want to, you see how this works?
No one's heard your band and doesn't like brand new stuff that they're not familiar with. Yeah. They're not going to listen.
It doesn't matter if you're the next Muse. I'm not saying your music's bad. I'm just saying they have to stay. That's why people, you know, they gripe about clubs. And it's like, you don't understand, man. The club just doesn't fall out of the sky. Mm-hmm. There's bills involved.
It's a weird thing when you
go. But anyway.
And I'm sure you experience this too. And it's hard because it's like there's a business end to an art. And music is an art. And some people don't understand, though, like the vehicles where they could get their stuff out for the masses to hear, like a big club on a Saturday night or a radio station that has, you know, 250,000 people listening at any given moment. Isn't just going to, they're not, they don't owe it to you to play your music, provide your band a stage, as much as that hurts to hear that, but that's the harsh reality. These companies, the radio station, the club, like you said, need to make money. In order to make money,
they have to pay their staff. They have to pay their bills. They have to pay for equipment. They have to pay for water. Guess what? The radio station has a water, sewer, garbage bill, guys.
Yeah.
Do we?
Think about it.
They have employees.
You guys have plumbing.
This is
it's part of the lease.
Well, I don't know after this day. I don't even remember how I got on this tear.
But I remember that. And I just kind of laid it all out. And it's like, well, I never really thought of it that way. And I'm like, dude, you know, if you want to do something truly proactive, imagine a situation where you could walk into perhaps, and I think Jolene was running Loud and Local at the time. I'm like, you got to understand how lucky we are to have KSW. I mean, at this point, I think Live Day was happening. I'm like, you need to think about what the station's doing for you.
Entire
and not
morning
it's not.
And afternoon.
And, you know, BJ and Migs does Band of the Week. Yeah. And, you know, so I was laying all that out. I'm like, but really, like, imagine if you go into Loud and Local and say, look, I've got three advertisers that are interested in advertising on this program. Mm-hmm. And imagine, you know, so bring something to the table that's legitimate. Like, I don't know. I don't even remember
or
how
I got
on
this.
Or go to
a club and be like, I've got a following that I'll show you our past shows. 400 people come and see us play every time we go.
Yeah.
Your club holds 500. I think we'll be a good fit for your club.
And honestly, man, if you're in a band that's doing that, the word's already out. And other bands want to play with you because they know that you bring a draw. And clubs want to book you because they know you'll bring an audience. Honestly, word of mouth is still one of the most powerful marketing tools out there. People talk.
It's like that.
You know?
It's like that even with wrestling. Sometimes, like, you could be the most talented wrestler, but if you don't have something to bring to the table, then, I mean, there's always going to be a spot maybe for you, but you might not be getting that high-profile spot that you were hoping for because, well, nobody's buying a ticket to see you wrestle.
You got to start somewhere, man.
Right, so how about just enjoy what you have, your talents that you have, and be really good at that and hope that eventually you'll connect with enough people, music, wrestling, art, whatever it may be, and then more people will come to the table and come to the party, and the next thing you know, you're playing the Showbox.
Yeah.
Or next thing you know, your music is being played on KISW. Or next thing you know, you're taking on All Ego Ethan Page.
And winning.
No, wait. Was the big match up in Everett this past Sunday?
Yes, Sunday. Yeah.
I had forgotten that my dear friend Chase Culp was getting married Sunday. So Tawny and
I can't believe you picked him over me.
We went to Chase's wedding, dude.
This was the equivalent of me getting married
to
my wife.
We were in Bothell. We were in Bothell, so we weren't far from.
It wouldn't have been able to pull it off.
We were
up
in Everett.
I was wrestling. Like I think our match started around like 6-ish.
Oh, dude, we were at the wedding.
Yeah, for sure.
Like the wedding happened, I think. Everyone got there around 4, and I think they were doing their vows right around 5.
Yeah.
So just impossible. But, so you won the match.
I did.
Wow.
There may have been a little tomfoolery going on, according to some people. I thought I lost. Come to find out, because he hit his finisher, which is the spinning Dwayne. It's Rock Johnson's The Rock Bottom.
Oh.
Dwayne, you know, The Rock.
Yeah.
His finisher was called the Rock Bottom. But Ego Page does it a little bit different where he spins while doing it, so he calls it the spinning Dwayne.
That's
instead
funny.
Of the rock bottom, which I think is hilarious.
What does this involve? Is he just doing a pirouette or something?
He kind of picks me up And instead of just dropping me, he picks me up and spins and then drops me.
Okay.
Beats me. One, two, three. The place erupts. So we've got a new verified champion. This is insane.
This is for the belt.
Yeah, oh. For my title.
He's going to take away your belt.
Fortunately, I brought security because it's Everett.
I just want to throw out that I know where Steve lives and I can pick a lock. I'll get that belt without having
that's
to get beat up.
That's not how it works,
man.
That's
not how it works, brother.
I'll just slip in. Lulu will be like, oof, and I'll pet Lulu, make a new friend, leave the belt.
She does like you. Yeah.
Damn it.
Sucks. Damn it, Lulu.
If you were spun and fired into the mat.
Right, and pinned. One, two, three, place erupts. The belt's being handed to him by the referee. Fortunately, like I said, I brought my own security, Officer Dean Cooper.
Nice.
You know, because it's Everett. Everett's not a safe place.
It's not.
And when you're a local celebrity, you really should bring security.
Understood.
Right, so he was there, and he noticed that my foot was under the bottom rope. So some people say that he pulled my foot and put it on the bottom rope. I was out cold, so I have no idea what happened.
So wait, if your foot's sticking out from under the rope, then it's not a legal pin?
Right.
Correct.
How does it work when people are outside the ring throwing each other through tables?
They have the 10 count.
Right, so they haven't been pinned.
Yeah.
They don't get pinned out there unless it's a false count anywhere match. Come on, Glenn.
Come on, Glenn.
I don't know these things.
I know, I love this.
So if I take someone up on the balcony and beat him with a chair and they're laying there,
you've got about
lifeless,
10 seconds to get back into the ring.
What if they can't get back into the ring because I've incapacitated them with like a table?
Then they lost.
Then they lose by count out.
But you would be
if I get back in the ring, I'm good.
Yeah, yes.
But you would be disqualified for using the table and the chairs if it wasn't a no disqualification match.
I love telling him wrestling rules.
All these rules.
See, wrestling is just, you don't just go in there and see what happens.
I can't get in there with a shank and just take care of business?
No. Only if it's a shanks used anywhere match.
Yeah, if it's prison rules, I think you're okay with it at that point.
So anyways, apparently my foot was under the rope. Fortunately, Officer D. Free see that.
Good
She's
guy.
Like, no, this match continues. Well, Ethan's not happy. Now, he's like, I won't give back the belt. He's out of the ring. Officer Dean Cooper's trying to pull the belt from him like, you don't deserve this.
Yeah.
And I see an opportunity because the match isn't over. So I sneak out. I hit Ethan from behind. And I take his head and I ram it into the post outside of the ring. And now he's knocked out. I slide back in and I tell the referee to do her job. And she counts to 10. And I leave the champion.
Mm-hmm. Sweet, okay.
Yep.
Seems
yep.
fair, yep. right?
Absolutely fair.
Everything I said.
You followed every single rule.
The rules are so cloudy to me that I'm just going to nod in agreement and be happy for Steve.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. Support your friend, local celebrity Steve Miggs.
Yeah, I know that
Still
guy.
Champ.
Still champ.
Still champ. Yeah. So I left verified champ. Not many people were very happy about that.
I love it.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
They're probably like me. They're not even verified. But why do they get a say?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. They don't
see. See, now you're understanding the world of wrestling.
Yeah, see, okay.
I
want
to see if I can play this on
my
phone.
I don't have a voice. I'm not verified.
But there was a highlight during the match because, you know, people are heckling and talking throughout the entire match. Some drunk guy who I met later on, he was actually a pretty cool dude, but he was super drunk. And the entire time he's yelling, Mig sucks. And you know, later on I see him at the after party. He goes, I hope you know I was just playing. I'm like, of course, it's wrestling.
Yeah.
And I'm a bad guy. You should be saying that I suck. So anyways, for the longest time, we've learned that children do not like Steve Miggs to the point where there's now shirts at prowrestlingtees.com/I'm Steve Miggs of a child.
I've already gotten your daughter a onesie that says, I hate dad.
Dad stinks and I do too.
I now have a shirt with a cartoon of a little kid flipping me off. And that's a shirt.
That's amazing.
And now
by
there's
the way.
A new one. Shout out to Chris, who did the Bruiser Brody logo and a lot of the Miggs cast stuff. Great listener of the podcast, Chris Dahl. He made me a local celebrity Steve Miggs shirt.
Really?
That is now available at Pro Wrestling Tees also. Ooh. So lots of cool stuff. So usually the kids are booing me, but dude, that on Sunday, there were a ton of kids wearing Miggs shirts.
Uh-oh.
All of a sudden.
You've grown into, you're becoming something, dude.
I'm starting to become a fan favorite with some of the kids to the point where when a drunk guy tells me that I suck, a 10-year-old fires back at him and goes, no, you suck. And I remember that this was happening during the match. Like,
good God.
Steve's dividing the audience. It's wonderful, man.
I couldn't find the clip where this happened. At some point, I guess the guy told me afterwards. He goes, and I said it again. They said, you suck. And I told them that they suck. And then the kid said, no, you swallow. And I'm like, no, they didn't.
A 10-year-old.
Apparently.
My dad says you
chose
C. Raising
him right in Everett.
It's Everett. But I did find the first interaction between them because I remember when this happened during the match. I'm being beat up. And I took everything in my power not to laugh. Because I heard a kid yell, you suck back. So let's see if we can hear it here.
Mick still sucks.
You suck. Stay in character, Steve. Stay in character. Don't cherish this moment.
No, see, this is what's going to happen.
Don't cherish this moment.
Steve's going to turn into an anti-hero because all the kids are going to actually just lose their mind, and they're going to defend you out there.
I'm going to start focusing on the kid. I'm like, listen, brother.
We need like
children.
We need like F Santa bring me Migs shirts for the holidays.
But I feel like I gotta now like to almost like be like, look, kid, don't listen to your parents. You don't want to eat those vegetables. Yeah. I agree with you. Chocolate cake should be your dinner.
Yeah. Don't say your prayers. Don't eat your vitamins and don't listen to your parents.
Drop out of school as soon as possible.
And when an adult says that I suck, what do you say back? You swallow.
Oh, nice. Even better.
I mean, oh, no, suck. I don't want to get in trouble with the cops.
Yeah, that might be bad.
All right.
It's a work in progress.
It takes me back to, this is many, many moons ago, but Windowpane's first other guitarist, Tony Reed, we all crashed over at his place a lot. And
I didn't know there was I thought Tony was the first, second guitarist of the band.
No, Tony Reed. Oddly, they were both Tonys, but Tony Reed was with us back in Maryland. And
Tony Danza was before him, right?
That's right.
Who's the boss?
But, where's Tony Soprano?
He had two younger brothers, Spencer and Dylan, and then there was this little kid that would kind of hang out, too, while his mom was doing whatever.
Yeah.
And word kind of came around to me that she was apparently devoutly religious.
Uh-oh.
So I taught her son, who was... five, six.
Devil horns.
To hold up the horns and hiss.
I knew it. I just absolutely knew it.
And it was rad. We're just hanging out watching TV. She came to pick up the boys. She's like, you ready to go? And he turned to his mother and went, and held up the devil horns.
Oh, and he never came back again.
No. He came back, but she turned ghost white and her mouth fell open. Of course, I just sat there watching. I didn't acknowledge what was happening at all. Even though those around me were trying not to crack up, I was just kind of like, you know, poker face. But yeah, it reminds me of that, man. I did
corrupting
that.
The children, yeah. Glenn and Steve.
You taught you how to do that.
We got to figure out ways to get that. I mean, now the children are part of Team Migs.
Yeah.
Except for that one little brat that was wearing the Migs Stink shirt.
Yeah.
Available at prowrestlingtees.com/ I'm Steve Migs.
But don't get one, but that's where you get
but
one.
If you get
but don't
one,
get one.
But
that's one. Where you get one.
Yeah, there's so many other t-shirts, but if you're only to get one t-shirt and it was just going to be that one, I guess you probably should still get it.
Dude, I went full like pro though with this because I ended up getting one of those square readers. I went online. Apparently, you get one for free. The first one's free, and then anyone else. It's like crack.
Yep.
So I got one of those. So like, you know, every once in a while, once in a blue moon, someone will come up with a card. They don't have $20 to buy a shirt at one of the wrestling
shows.
It's
good to have a square reader.
And I'm like, oh, man. So then we have to like try and figure out if they could PayPal me, or sometimes I'll give up.
Square
and
is good, dude.
So I did that. I got one, and I'm like, yeah, right. I'll bring it up with me. I doubt it. Every shirt, everyone that came up and bought shirts, all they had were cards.
Yep. Steve Migs like, making bank.
Boom. Made like $100 in shirts.
Yep. And it's really easy?
Oh, dude, it's so easy.
Really?
It's super easy. You just link it to your checking account or whatever account on your
app. I do between
it's a game
two
changer.
And $400 bucks a show that are just Square sales. The rest of it's cash.
Interesting.
Yeah. No one carries cash.
I know, yeah. I don't either.
And like, honestly, what they take out of it, like I think it was like $100 in shirts that I sold.
It take like 10-12%.
I got $97 back.
Yeah, it's really nothing.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Like the show
like 3%.
You were at Jazz Bones,
that was low,
I think.
Yeah.
Total merch sales there were a little over $600. And half of that easily was on the square.
Nice.
It's worth it, dude.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. That's worth it. Think about all that business you wouldn't have gotten.
Dude, it's so worth it. Yeah.
So I was pretty pumped. I mean,
spread the good word. Spread the good word, man.
Yeah. That's how they get you right there.
Yeah, you get the first one for free. And also you're like, oh, I need multiple of these readers.
Yeah,
but
need more.
I mean, hey, when they're getting like a percentage out of each sale, of course they're going to give you a free little plastic thing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'll probably sit on it and break it and need another one at some point.
The one I've had has been hanging on for years. Uh-huh. I mean, years and years and years and years and years.
This
and
is pretty
someone
durable.
Gave it to me, too. It was like, here, man. And I'm like, oh, can I? And they're like, yeah, you can reassign that and do X and Y and Z. I was like, oh, well, thanks for that.
Yeah, I don't even think you need to do much because it's all on the app. All the info is the app. That thing is just a vessel to whatever your
to
app
whatever.
Is.
Yeah. Yeah, make it nice. There you go, Square. There's your free promo. By the way, we're getting paid to talk about Square today. You guys didn't know that.
Yep. Hey, Migscast brought to you by Squarespace, and Samson Audio Podcast Needs. Not really. But if you want to use them, go ahead.
Yeah, right.
That way your podcast doesn't sound like crap.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right. Like, I mean, seriously, okay. Like, just a little soapbox on this one, though.
Rev is the podcast nerd.
Fired up, dude.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, I'm like, I'm listening to stuff, and there's just so many times where, like,
What do you think, Stan?
Like, dude,
no, like,
basic.
Turn off all of our mics except for mine.
Okay.
This is like how... wrong one. Yeah. So a lot of podcasts will just do this.
Yeah.
They put a mic right in the middle of the room.
And this is kind of what you get. And most people don't talk really loud. Yeah. They kind of do this over here. And they
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. So this... I mean, I've listened to some podcasts, and I'm just like, this is ridiculous. Look, Rev,
I can't do it. I can't do it, man. Okay, it's just, yeah. And it's like...
I'll fix it in post, bro.
I'll fix it in post. You can't. You just can't. I mean, God.
I'll compress it so it's louder, but everything is going...
And if you do that, or if you do like a noise gate or any of these super easy things, and you just sound like you're underwater, I've tried to fix a lot of other people's podcasts, and guess what? It doesn't work.
Oh, dude.
Find a nice quiet room with a low ceiling.
It's like, Justin, can you polish this turd? And you're in there just working and working.
I do edit some other people's podcasts on the side, and this one lady, she hadn't been doing it for a long time, and she comes back, and she's like, oh, no, sorry, I haven't been doing it in a while, but we just did this one, and it's like, for some reason, the mixer wasn't working. I think it was just the computer that was doing it. Plus, there was a bunch of construction outside, so here it is. No. Here's what you can do with it. And then she got mad because it sounded like it was a little underwater, and I'm like, guess what? That's all you get because...
That's all you get, bitch.
Yeah. It was so loud and obnoxious, the background noise, because it was... Luckily, she had a mic on her laptop that was picking up the stuff.
Oh, good God.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a little bit of a touchy subject for me.
Yeah, dude, no doubt it's a hot
I get real mad about it. I get real mad about it.
I don't know why you see this.
God damn it!
With a podcast sounding weird. I mean, I think
yeah, man, and noise gates are great. I mean, I think noise gates are really handy.
I'm not fixing
this. If you know how to set a noise gate, I think that they work really well.
All of this easily could be fixed. This is driving me insane.
You just like, just run it through one of those processors.
God damn.
And then everything is good, right?
Oh, God. And don't think, yeah. Oh, my God. You're killing me.
What's wrong?
So anyway, if you guys have any questions about podcasting, shoot me a message. I'll be more than happy to help you out. So you don't have to listen to any of that.
Don't upset him, man. It's a lot more fun when he's happy. Like,
mono out your audio so people can listen to one earbud.
There was a podcast I listened to once, and it was entertaining for a second, but then I got frustrated. At first I was like, this is kind of funny because it was like hallucinogenic trips and like it was very like it was
like the right channel wasn't working.
It was like a podcast
stereo
about mushrooms.
Yeah,
but one guy would be interviewing in the right channel, and the guy answering the questions was in the left channel. Dude. And I was like in my car trying to listen to this. I'm like, oh, it's kind of like as if I'm in a car with somebody. You go and hear them on one side anyway. This is kind of a brilliant concept. 5 minutes into it, I'm like, this.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I don't listen to a lot of people's podcasts. Yeah. Or it's like something like that. It's like, you got to realize that people will listen to it with like one earbud in.
Yep.
And you'll literally only hear one person talking the whole time. You're like, is this person just talking to a ghost? And you're like, oh, both earbuds.
I would listen to that podcast. Somebody just talking to themselves.
What do you think, Casper? Oh, that's fascinating. Okay. So when you saw me in the nude brandishing a knife, what were your thoughts then? Oh, okay.
All right, then.
It's called The Loneliest Podcast.
That's actually kind of funny. I would listen to maybe like 15 minutes of one of those.
Well, every episode is only 18 minutes, so you can do it.
Including ads and the intro. I think we're good. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, who's sponsoring that podcast?
I'm interviewing Elvis Presley.
Blue Apron and the Shavers.
And Lorazepam.
So I've got here a peanut butter and banana sandwich. And tell me, Elvis, what were your thoughts on heart failure? Uh-huh. Okay,
wow.
Yeah, that was my assumption as well.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
You turn up your microphone. We couldn't hear you that well.
You were deploying some yams at the time of your passing. Did you push too hard? Is that what caused the stress that... Oh, I see.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh,
wow.
I mean, it was kind of a disrespectful question. I understand his response to
that.
Right?
Yeah, right? Yeah, kind of nipped that one in the bud.
So we'll probably bounce around a little bit because obviously all the production, everything's a little weird on here. So I'll just maybe throw some like text from time. Because someone texted wondering what it was like to work with Ethan Page because they're a big fan of his.
Yeah.
So the guy I work with is like on Impact Wrestling. He's one of the indie darlings. He was featured on a Vice special about independent wrestling. And it's funny though, they feature him in this special on independent wrestling. And he's a super nice guy, but he's complaining about how a lot of promotions fly him out because they know that he could put on a fun match, so they'll pair him with someone who's relatively green, and he's kind of getting to the point
so
where
he's got
to
carry the dude?
Where he's kind of getting a little like, you know, like, man, I get it. Like, it's a curse because I'm so good at what I do that they feel safe putting me with anybody, but I'd like to work with some people that maybe, you know, are on a higher level.
Did this bum you out?
Yes.
I didn't mean to read into that.
No.
As you were saying all that, I'm like, ooh,
no,
ouch, Steve.
Because that's exactly where I went. So I'm like, babe, this is the guy I just found out I'm going to get to wrestle.
They make me wrestle all these guys with no skill and no talent.
And then that happens, and I'm like, ah, crap. Steve
put a turd back into his own pipe. Right there.
No, you even Paige did without even knowing me.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
you're like a snake eating its own tail.
So this has been like a massive stressor on me. I'm like, you know, everything I've heard from him, he's a top-notch quality dude. And even when he said that, it wasn't like he was being a jerk about it. He was just being sincere. Right. And I'm like, great, I'm that guy for him when he comes to Washington. But dude, like, so as we're getting closer, he saw the promo I put out where it was like Jason, our voice guy, talking about how awesome he is, and I get annoyed by it. It's out there on Twitter.
It's a pretty good one.
And so he starts sharing it himself. He's like, dude, check out this awesome promo that Without a Cause made for me. He's like, the guy I'm wrestling looks like a crybaby, but whatever. I'm like, yes, he's totally into this. Yeah. So I was like, okay. And then he starts having fun with me. Now we're like trading jabs. Like, I'm, you know, on Twitter, I'm like, okay, I don't ever see him do that with most people.
That's cool.
I'm like, this is cool. He's into this. He shows up, and of course, then I find out his flight is delayed. He won't be showing up until right around when the night starts. So we're bumping your match from being first half main event to being the main event. And I'm like, okay, now I'm more nervous because I don't know this guy and I don't know how it's going to go. Dude, though, when he shows up, I mean, I can't speak more highly of Ethan Page. Like, any nerves that I had went out the window. The guy was so much fun to work with.
That's awesome.
It's like, imagine, like, you're like, okay, I'm going to be thrown in a room with a guy. I got to write a record or I got to write a song and perform it in front of 250 people later tonight.
Yeah.
How is this going to go? And I've heard that he doesn't really like working with guys with curly hair.
Yeah.
So this is going to be
who
weird.
Does?
Right. So I'm like, I'm in my own head.
I often find that most people don't want me around.
I don't know. Curly hair, man. It's kind of shady.
So it's not even the hair, dude. It's just me.
So he's like, so he shows up. Couldn't be nicer. Although he's like, I need a minute. Let's talk in a second. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what happened. Well, it turns out, I'm sure he's going to share this on his vlog that he puts out there on Ethan Page's vlog, which is a vlog, he calls it. He gets picked up by Darby Allin, who's in All Elite Wrestling, who's in town. And later on, he makes an appearance at the show, and it was really cool. But he gets picked up by Darby, and then as they're driving to Everett, Darby goes to Ethan and says, hey, man, let's pick up that hitchhiker. There's a hitchhiker. Darby's out there as it is. Like, he's
guy's wearing a ski mask, brandishing a machete.
Darby, come on, man.
Darby's known for doing crazy stuff. He was a skateboarder, does crazy stuff. He was on MTV for doing crazy stuff. And now he does wrestling he's been doing wrestling for a while, and he's one of the best at it. I love the dude. But he does crazy stuff in the ring. He has no fear. And so Ethan's like, all right. So they pick up this hitchhiker. Now, the hitchhiker's sitting in the back seat, and I guess it progressively gets weirder and weirder to the point where the hitchhiker is now picking his teeth with a knife while talking to the guys.
What the French toast?
Right. So Ethan's like, Ethan undoes his seatbelt and goes, I have a 1.5-year-old child. I have to figure out.
Tuck and roll.
Like, what do I need to do? Do I need to hit him before he kills us? Right. So he's freaking the F out in the car.
Picking his teeth with a knife.
And the hitchhiker's
courage.
Like,
who does that?
Courage.
The hitchhiker's like, hey, can we stop at my grandma's house? I got to pick something up. So Darby goes, sure.
Ethan's like, dude,
what the F is going on?
Oh my gosh.
It gets to the point where Ethan's about to snap, only to find out that this is Darby's high school buddy, junior high school buddy.
They planned this whole thing?
Yes.
That's so amazing. Okay, Darby, you're my favorite person in the world now.
That's incredible.
Okay.
This story, I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, he's telling me this. I'm like, I get why you needed a minute. He goes, no, I wanted to kill both of them. He's like, I was like, first of all, I thought it was weird we were picking up a hitchhiker.
Yeah.
I'm already running late. I don't, you know, it's like, I'm worried about all this.
Who starts picking his teeth with a knife?
Yeah. And he's like, once the guy starts picking his teeth with a knife, I'm like, I took my seatbelt off because I thought I'd have to attack this guy before he attacks us. Turns out it's like his partner in crime since junior high. They've been playing pranks on people, and this is what they did.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
So anyways, he's
in a weird headspace when he gets to you.
Like, fortunately, I'm like, I have an extra protein bar. Would you like? He goes, yes, I would love it. He's like, I'm so hungry for my nerves. So then we sit down. He's just like, hey, what do you want to do? And I'm like, oh, boy. Like, I'm the new guy trying to tell the guy that is great at what he does, like, my ideas. I'm like, hey, man, first off, tell me the F off if any of these ideas suck. But these are the things I was thinking. I pitch all my stuff. He goes, these are great. Love them. So he makes them better because he's great at what he does. Go out there and we put on a super fun match. And, like, you know, there's like a couple things I wish I could have done better. And it'll be on independentwrestling.tv soon. There's like a promo code WAC2019, I think it is. I'll post it out there. Once the match is up on independentwrestling.tv, I'll share the code.
Yeah.
I'd love for people to see it. But man, oh man, dude,
we had
so much fun. We finished the match. Everything goes well. Darby comes out and saves the day because I was going to attack Ethan with a chair after the match. And Darby comes out, grabs it. He then takes Darby, throws him. I don't know if I'll have to show you the video.
That was a really really cool video too. Steve showed it to me, and it's just like
I think I just saw some stuff after the fact, and I was like, oh, that was I missed it. I swore I was going to be at that. And I went to Chase's wedding, and that's somewhere on social media. I saw something that made me realize, oh, I'd missed the big one. You know?
Oh, no worries. So
it's kind of the story of my life.
So there's a part where I'm attacking him. Then Darby comes in, and he kind of wrecks house. He hits this guy with a chair, hits him with a chair, hits me in the face with the chair, knocks me out. Now, they used to have beef, so they squashed their beef. Well, also with the hitchhiker moment. And then so we're outside the ring. Darby then convinces Ethan to pick him up and throw him at us. And so Darby just gets picked up.
Oh, wow.
He gets thrown over the top rope by
Darby. You just
nuts.
Chucked a grown man.
Yeah.
On to me. You just chucked a grown man.
On me.
I love
That's amazing.
Dude. Nice catch, by the way, Steve.
Dude, he got in. Everything was good. We leave, come back down. I'm like, hey, man, what do you think? He goes, dude, I had a blast. You did great. Cool. I was like, oh, thank gosh. So I just wanted to make sure I'd throw that out there, and I'll share when the match goes out there. But it was a great time.
Yeah.
Thanks to everybody who came out. And I want to give a half a second to show a lot of love for Without a Cause Wrestling, because they gave me that opportunity when many people, hey, from day one, they've been giving me opportunities. I crap on them. But like as a joke, obviously,
right, sure.
As a heel, as local celebrity Steve Miggs, they don't do enough for me. As Steve Migliore or Steve Miggs, not local celebrity, they have done so much for me, and I have nothing but love. I can't speak more highly. Just to watch from day one, watching this promotion start before it even had a name, being a part of it, to getting to be a part of their first show, even though I blew out my knee, they still used me, and they continue to find ways to put me in. They put me in a main event against someone, and Pitfall Jones, who's one of my favorite wrestlers around town, had an epic match with him that really kind of garnered a lot of respect from other wrestlers for how I am in the ring, because it showed that I'm fearless and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to put on a fun match. To then giving me a fly in town on the level of Ethan Page and get to do it in the main event in front of a packed, probably sold out, if not should have been. I think we hit capacity.
Yeah, sure.
Nice.
So I can't say enough nice things and great things about Max and Chris and Dave and everybody that's involved behind the scenes with Without a Cause Wrestling. You guys are truly top-notch, and I know a lot of wrestlers really love going there. The locker room's great. The vibe is great. You treat us all with respect, and their one-year anniversary show is happening October 27th, which is crazy. It all started a year ago. But
wow.
Year one, it's going to be happening at the VFW. Again, October 27th, I'm going to be there. Daniel Maccabi is going to be there. He's blowing up the independent scene.
Dude, I love him. I saw him, I think, just watching a 3-2-1 battle on Twitch.
Yeah.
And I was just like, because you don't expect I just like the
he's unassuming.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, what's he going to do? And he's one of the best technical wrestlers I've seen in a long time.
And now the world is talking about him. Like people in Japan.
Good.
He's getting a lot of respect. Hammerstone's a big dude. He's going to be there. Chris Bey, Jessica Havoc, Andy Dalton, Tony Deppen. There's if you're an indie wrestling fan, if you're Glenn, you're like, who the hell are these guys? If you're an independent wrestling fan, you're like, oh, that's awesome.
But don't hate me out there, guys.
No,
if they were talking about the NFL, I'd have the same look on my face.
I would too.
I have no idea.
Steve would be monologuing at that point. We'd just be looking at each other lovingly.
Right, exactly.
But I would love for people to come out and celebrate the one-year anniversary. I don't even know how I'm going to be used. For all I know, I'm just going to come out and cut a promo. But I'm going to be there 100% because I'm supporting something really special. And what they've done in 1 year to where they are from a year ago to where they are now is incredible. And I have nothing but love for them and congratulations. You can just go to WAC Pro Wrestling for more information or just Without a Cause on all the social media. Just type it in. You'll find it and figure it out. I mean, everyone's tech savvy at this point. I don't have to walk you through it.
I mean, if worse comes to worse.
Get tickets and come and hang out with us.
Shoot us a message. Shoot me a message on Facebook or something. And I can help you link to it. I mean, but it's really easy. You Google it and you're fine.
Yeah, it's at Without a Cause WA. Is all the social networks. And like I said, without a call, do that. WACProWrestling.com. October 27th, brother.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Brother.
So I just wanted to take a second and show those guys a lot of love because they're freaking amazing and I owe a lot to them and they've truly become my favorite place.
Well, they've helped you step up your game too, man. Yeah.
They believed in me when nobody else did. There's a weird X thing that's happening on there. So
Are we okay? Yeah, that's fine. That's the remnants of the
Are you sure everything's still working okay, Justin?
You shut up, dude.
Yeah, I'm also
you did that right when I clicked exit out on that little pop-up ad. And I'm like, oh great, I just broke it.
I'm so sorry, man.
It's been like that. Like we'll
do it again. I promise.
We've had some programs come back. It's been real slow going, just like on the main show. And the IT guy walks in. He's like, "Oh, I came in to fix this thing." And I was like, "It's been working since Monday." And he's like, "Oh, sweet, one less thing I have to do." He didn't even know that
he couldn't
it was
keep
working.
Track anymore.
No,
he couldn't keep track anymore.
It's been a week and a half of hell for the IT guys. So like
they're earning their keep,
and I'm like if it's working, I'm not bugging them. If it's not working, I'm trying to figure out a way around it, or just be like, well, like,
well, dude, the other day I'm like, why is everyone's computer in the studio working but mine? I'm using my laptop still because I was able to get by so I could read text messages because fortunately our text machine is on a different program than
KSW.
Thank God.
Yeah,
and I'm like, this sucks, man. Everyone else's computer's working, and then I was like, man, I gotta get that checked out. And then I moved the mouse. It's because I never bothered to move the mouse,
it was
all
locked.
Of a sudden it powered up. I was like,
it was in sleep mode
because I just assumed it wasn't working because it wasn't on.
And I don't want to touch anything. If I see like weird pop-ups, I'm like sending them screenshots. I'm like, is this good or bad? And they're like, it's fine.
The
just
Russians are out to get us.
Yeah, don't click on any links, people, and you'll probably be fine.
Glenn, what's going on in your world, man? Like, I mean, I noticed that the Glenn Cannon band is just out there.
We've been busy.
The feedback on social media has been huge.
People are digging it.
People are nice about you
Have
guys.
We recorded since the show at Jazz Bones?
I don't know.
Because that was a fantastic show.
Yeah. I don't know if we have or I feel like we might have, but I'm not positive. But if not, if we did, still you can still say
it. You sang me the highest praises. I think I walked out of the show that day beaming like, oh, man.
It was so really good.
Yeah, thanks,
it was
man.
So good. Like, I mean, first off, like, you're just amazing. But being able to see Dead Rebel Saints was fun because I'd never seen them before.
Oh, they're killer, man.
And Anti-Hero is like my favorite Tacoma band.
Dude.
Like, just like straight up.
Well
it, like,
played. Yeah,
and it just, it, like, they just.
It's a band with balls.
Oh, my God. And they just completely encompass whatever Tacoma is, so yeah.
Double like, J. Yeah, we did have this conversation.
Yeah, we did.
I was saying hi to all the guys. What's up, Louis G? What's up, Tim? Yeah. What's up, Double J?
Well, they rip, man. It's just a rock and roll chainsaw.
Dude,
It is not fun. I mean, you're just like, oh, yeah. And then 45 minutes later, it's over.
Yeah.
It's a great time.
It's amazing. Okay, I'm glad we were able to at least talk by then.
Yeah.
Things good in your world, though.
Well, yeah, things are good, man. I've got more regional stuff. We wanted to do a fall tour badly. But by the time we got all those chips in play and the triggers pulled on that, I was looking at it and I was talking with the promoter I'm working with, who's a really solid and talented guy. And I'm like, man, we're kind of in about a 9 to 10 week window. I'm like, I don't think this is going to happen, which is fine. Let's just shoot for a full on spring tour.
Yeah.
And he was like, give me a week. Okay. So I follow up the following week. I'm like, hey, bro, I'm just checking in, you know. And then he's like, give me one more week. I'm like, okay, man.
And I
hit him up.
Long
yeah, right.
Since you're lucked out,
and you know, how's it going? He's like, man, I wish I had better news. I'm like, dude, let's get on the phone because text has no inflection.
Yeah,
on the phone. I'm like, bro, this is what I expected. No worries. Don't sweat it.
You've been down this rodeo.
Yeah,
before.
I'm like, dude, because he was worried. Like, oh man, I really wanted to put this together for you. And I mean, he sent routes, and basically, we're gonna do the same route, but it'll be Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada, Arizona, and then looping back up.
Nice. That sounds
fun. And probably up through Idaho. Like, you know, 25 to 30 dates, just a good solid run.
Dude, cool.
So at this point, that is in play for March. So I should be able to announce the tour by mid-December.
Cool.
Right on, man.
So I got that going on, as well as just some local, you know, some, when I say local, I mean, like, you know, we just picked up another event down in Portland. We're going to be working the region. So Washington, Oregon, Idaho. I got that going on. And, you know, there's some triggers that have been pulled on the other side of things, just getting this thing into people's hands that will definitely listen to it. Mm-hmm. And we'll see if any of them go, damn, you know, you never know, right?
Yeah.
I am basically operating under the assumption that nothing good is going to happen.
Expect nothing, and then when something happens, right. You can be surprised and happy.
Yep. Right, right. But you know,
that sums up my mentality on how I wrestle.
Yeah, dude, just operate under the assumption that you're going to have to build this thing completely on your own. But that said, I mean, there's some really cool people that are extraordinarily connected that are really genuinely excited about it. And we'll see what happens there. So, you know, like, sounds cheesy as hell, but, like, maybe keep me in your prayers, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Someone might press play on this and be like, this is brilliant. Let's put him on the road with so-and-so, and let's see if this takes off. And because I don't need...
Glenn Cannon and Bruno Mars.
Yeah, dude. Whatever, man. Whatever. Man. Well, I saw everyone was at... what's his name? Junior. Gary Clark Jr. the other night.
Oh, dude, yeah.
And I'm listening to that music, and I'm like, man, put me on tour with that guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a duh. Yeah. It's a duh moment, you know?
I feel like his audience would enjoy your music.
Yeah. And so, but that's the cool thing, too, is I've gotten a ton of people are still hitting me up about how much they love the record, how they can't stop listening to the record, how...
It's good, man.
So I'm getting all this great feedback, and it's been really exciting. And then, you know, coming into... We'll see. We inadvertently, because summer, we worked really hard. And so through the fall, I was like, let's get some video content made. We already kind of lined up and are kicking around going back into the studio to track a couple more songs mm-hmm. to releases, like holiday releases. We'll see if any of that happens. You know,
like Canaban Hanukkah song.
Yeah. right. Well, no, honestly, there's a couple really fantastic pieces of material that were getting kicked around when we were making the record. And it was like, we have to stop. Because at that point, I was in such a good place, and I have been ever since, that songs are just pouring out of me. Really solid, like, even if it's just a really, like, guys, you got to hear this chorus. And I'll play them a chorus, they're like, dude. And I'm like, yeah, I think it's really strong. So I've got all this stuff like that. And then, of course, Lance and Louie and Jeff have an ocean of ideas as well. So we'll see what happens. We might release some more music before the end of the year. But so there's a lot of good stuff going on there, man. And beyond that, I've just been trying to stay afloat. Like, I'm... really burning the candle at both ends.
Oh, shocking.
I'm pretty
burnt
out, pretty fried.
That's kind of what you do, man.
You know?
I mean, don't want to discount that, but you go hard on stuff, man.
I'm tired, man. I'm tired. You know, I honestly, like, God bless Tawny, man. Like, Friday I had, because I'm dealing with...
Oh, can you share that story?
Which one?
I hate to interrupt you. There was I thought it was a really cool story.
Oh, the grocery store story?
Yeah.
Totally,
the grocery
man.
Store, it's a love story. It's almost like as if it should be turned into a Hallmark film.
Oh.
Well,
or at least the opening...
It was straight up...
No, this story would be a great beginning of a horror film.
Like, oh, even better. I'm in.
When all of a sudden they think that it's a good couple, you're only to find out that they're both serial killers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're smiling because we ate your kids.
Yeah.
And the world's a quieter place for it, you schmuck.
Now keep that in the back of your mind while you all listen right. to this heartwarming story.
So Saturday, I had tried to plan a big ride for Red Fest. Honestly, if you were watching Mother Nature, a lot of people were were waving off. They're like, it's going
to
dump.
And we didn't have a podcast to help promote it.
Right. Yeah, right.
So, I mean, coming right into Friday night, I was like, look, I'm going to get up at 8 a.m. tomorrow, and I'll let you know whether the ride's happening or not. Because I was just watching how the cell was moving and what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, 8 a.m., I'm like, look, man, I think we're good until about 4 or 5 o'clock. The ride is on. But by that point, a lot of people had tapped out. Initially, I had between 16 and 20 riders, which would have been pretty cool. It ended up just being 7 diehards, which was
still awesome.
Oh, it was cool. It was cool. So we all met at Slim's Last Chance, hopped on the bikes, rode down there as a unit. My buddy Kelly, who kind of grew up in Eden Claw, he lives down in Joshua Tree now, but he was there with a couple friends, and he kind of led us through all these amazing, beautiful back roads to get to Eden Claw Expo Center. It was a gorgeous ride.
Nice.
Got there, photo finish, right? Got there at about 20 after 1, quickly sound checked. JT Phillips, my man. Hauled my guitar, my head, my pedal board. When I showed up, my stuff was set up waiting for me.
What a great guy.
Dude, because I was like, dude, I want to do this ride, and I got to get my gear down there somewhere. And so JT took care of me. JT, I love you.
That's amazing.
Thank you, dude. Thank you. I literally was like, dude, I wouldn't have gotten to do this if you hadn't done this for me. And so JT, I love you, man. That was so cool of you.
Miss you, JT.
Yeah, dude, right? So,
see you in October.
New Originals played, and as usual with New Originals, there were good songs, and...
There were songs?
There were songs.
If you're going to be the world's worst cover band...
You might as well live up to that name.
You can't always hit home runs.
There was stuff
that was... A home run hitter typically strikes out more than it hits home runs.
There was stuff that was knocked out of the park, and there was stuff that just... whoa. But
which song was whoa?
There were three that... Yeah, I don't want to get into specifics because I love people.
No, I was wondering what the song was, not the
Overkill was a hot mess.
Who Overkill by
Men at Work.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, da, 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 da. Yeah, it could have gone well, but during the guitar solo section, it came completely off the rails. Hey Mickey, we brought Hey Mickey back together.
Has become an 80s pop band?
I don't know what's happening. I just work there, and it's a lot of fun. But Hey Mickey was problematic, and but we got that sorted out kind of mid-song, like, dude, you're in the wrong key. got that sorted out, and there was another one that was – there were three that were just – oh no, make it stop. Bad. at one point.
Car! Two over!
I literally turned to Kyle Court on stage and kind of sort of half yelled because I didn't want the audience to hear it, but just Kyle.
Help.
But it was, help him, is what I yelled. Help him. Because. Wrong key. Everyone's in the wrong key. So and you see the audience out there, and they just have this look like, what is bad? Something's bad, but what's bad? But then the songs that were good were crushingly good, right? Mm-hmm. They ended with Fight for Your Right with Ted singing it.
That's always fun.
JT
and Kyle were playing on that, so I was just in the wings watching, and they destroyed that one. Dead or Alive came off killer. We destroyed that one with Jen Richards, the Mistress of Booze singing.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was a traditional new original set where there were definitely songs that were killer and songs that
were played.
Mostly. that might not ever come back in the set.
Yeah, right.
Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, boy. Anyway, so I need some Viagra for this mic stand.
I know, right?
I can touch this one.
Today's episode brought to you by Blue Chew. If your mic stand takes a Blue Chew, it will never go down.
Isn't
Blue's Clues a thing, too? Like,
ooh.
That's a children's show.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to have those two sponsored back to back.
I don't want to segue into that. Yeah,
that's a little
Let's not have
awkward.
A crossover. Anyway, so the originals played. Hung for a bit, and then we're kind of watching the weather, and it's like, man, it's going to end up, we need to get out of here.
Yeah, you're still on your bike, man. Yeah.
So, I watched about half of the Kiss tribute, Almost Human, Joe Dredd's Kiss tribute. They were on fire, full regalia.
Of course.
Nailing the songs. I mean, they just crushed. And, of course, a bunch of my bros were playing throughout the day, too, but, man, we really wanted to ride. So we split, and then Kelly led us through these great back roads, and then finally we stopped at one little bar to have a shot. We were just kind of chilling there, and he's like, look, man, we're going to get rained on, but I'm going to take you guys on some really cool rides. And Tony and I are like, you know what?
Fine. All right, do it.
I was being careful of it because my back tire is basically a drag slick at this point. It is so bald that if I go around a corner, I have tread because I still have tread, but up the middle of my tire is just smooth, and it's raining. So when
I like my women.
Yeah, dude, it is kind of a Brazilian thing going on in my back tire. So I wanted to be very careful because if I needed to stop quickly, that thing was just going to slide into whatever I was trying not to hit. So
yeah.
When we rode, Kelly took us to this great place. It was called like The Smokehouse and More. It smelled like paradise.
Oh, yeah, I saw that picture.
Oh, dude, I walked in, and it's this tiny little deli, and all they do is smoked meats. And these people were relatives of Kelly's, and they're like, well, try some of this and try some of this. And Kelly bought Tawny and I like a pound of this bacon that would blow your mind. Dude, right? Mind-blowing. Then we left that place, went up the street to another little bar, had another quick shot, and then we hopped on. And he just rode us down these gorgeous, like, one-lane bridges over these ravines. And, man, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And finally, we rode all these back roads for hours, and, you know, God was on our side, man. It did not rain on us, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it drizzled a little bit, but it didn't pour.
Yeah.
So finally, we end up out of there. We get up on 405. Kelly gives us the wave. Zip, he's off. And Tawny and I rode into Burien. And since Kelly had bought us this magnificent bacon, this mind-blowing bacon, Tawny's like, let's have BLTs for dinner.
Nice.
And I'm like, rad. Okay, so we'll stop and we'll get like some potato salad and some stuff like that. And we'll have like a picnic-style dinner. So we go into Fred Meyer. And it's been a really great day. So her and I are just beaming and happy and laughing. And, you know, I don't have bags. I'm like, don't worry, I'll drape the bags. I've done that where you put the grocery bags over your arm and then you ride like that.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You do that. Dang,
I've done that many times. Tawny's like, I can take one. I'm like, no, I'll.
Danger zone.
I'll take them. Yeah, you know.
Hey, quick aside, since you brought that up, what's the deal with motorcycle riders that have that long, like, looks like a braided, like, leather strap that goes all the way down.
Hanging off the handlebar?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have no idea. I think it's just decorative.
I always thought it was like if a car's being an idiot, you just whip them with it.
No.
Well, I guess you can.
I guess you could. I've seen those. I don't get it. I don't know.
If anyone knows the story behind that, please text us 253-271-4787 or email us themigscast@gmail.com.
Yeah, it's like a 4-foot braided leather thing that hangs off the handlebars. I have no idea.
Typically, I only see it with like guys that are like, it seems like in motorcycle clubs. And it's like the colors of whatever their club may
sometimes,
be.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, I wondered if, like, I don't know why. I was like, it's a weapon.
When I usually see them on bikes,
they want to break windows.
So they've got the big, heavy leather bags, and they have all the accessories and stuff. And if they're all decked out like that, then usually it's part of that vibe to have those weird leather kind of whips hanging off the handlebar ends. I have no idea what they're for.
I mean, when I had my big wheel, I had the cool streamers.
That's what I was thinking. So, the streamers so that are multicolored. Yeah.
I think when I was
a kid,
I plucked,
manly streamer.
I plucked those offline, leather. I think, when I was a kid.
Fine.
Leather
manly. No, it's cool.
That's cool. You're more manly.
Yeah, you going to hate on a banana seat too, Glenn?
No, actually, my bike had a banana seat.
Dude, my Chips big wheel was dope.
You had a Chips big wheel?
Yeah, I did.
Wow. That is kind of phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have altered that either, Ponch.
Yeah.
I'm in, man.
Thanks. Sorry.
No, dude, don't be.
You can't know the bags.
That's what this show is for, man. Anyway, so Tawny and I were, dude, it's one of those things like where we, when we go on a good ride, like, and I've told people literally, because we'll pull up side by side at stoplights, you kick the bikes in neutral, and we'll sit there and we'll hold hands at the traffic light.
Aww.
And there was a guy one day, we were doing that, like in this really nice Cadillac, the window comes down and you hear this, hey, and we look over like, hey, man. And he's like, are you guys a couple?
No.
And we're like, yeah, you know. No, it was, are you guys married?
Uh-huh.
And we went, yeah. And he was like, that's effing awesome. That is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And we're like, oh, well, thanks, man. You know, and her and I just, we really connect by this, right?
Yeah. Which is awesome to think, like, what, like 2 years ago?
Yeah, right.
Motorcycle riding was not really in either of your lives.
Yeah. And honestly, when I first started talking about buying a bike and why, she was worried. She was like, this is one more thing that's going to separate us. You already have so much going on.
Yeah.
And now to honor your friend, you're going to start riding and you're going to join, you know, this riders club with these guys. And it's one more thing that's going to take you away from me. And I'm like, no, baby, this is going to bring us together. Because if you're not with me, if you're not on the back, then what's the damn point?
Mm-hmm.
And in no time, she got her own. And yeah, so it's been a real cool thing for us because it's like, it's hard to believe at one point she thought this was going to drive us apart.
And it's actually giving you more memories than you could imagine.
Dude, we rode to California together. It was a trip of a lifetime. We're looking forward to the next one. So anyway, and Fred Meyer. And obviously, we're just, you know, we're giggling, we're laughing. And Tawny and I discussed most people anyway. Like, we've been together 22 years, married, I think, for 14.
Mm-hmm.
Man, there have been terrible downs. It's been a rocky road. But honestly, we're still very much in love.
Mm-hmm.
And we love being around each other. And so sometimes that shows, right? Mm-hmm. So we pull into Fred Meyer. You know, it's always, you know, I always usually look at her and say, it's never bad, is it? She laughs just like, oh. So we walk in. We're kind of beaming. So we're getting our random stuff for this picnic-style dinner. And this dude, this older gentleman walks up and he's like, excuse me. And yeah, you know, and he's like, this might sound kind of weird, but I wanted to ask you guys a question. I think something like that. And I was like, oh, I thought he was going to ask about my patches, literally. Mm-hmm. And Tawny did too. It's like, he's going to ask me, are you in a motorcycle club? What do those patches mean? That's what I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And instead it was, are you guys married? And like, yeah. And it's like, you guys seem so genuinely happy. Like, you are beaming. It's radiant. I was 30 feet away across the store and just could see you guys' energy. And you're smiling and you're laughing. And he's like, I've never seen anything like it. And I just, you know, are you guys just seem so happy. And Tawny's like, well, thanks. We are. Mm-hmm. You know, and we all kind of laughed. And he's like, yeah, I don't see that very often, and you guys are just radiating like pure
That's
joy,
amazing.
And it was infectious.
It was Michael Douglas, and he offered $1 million
for a night with Glenn.
Oh,
yeah.
How indecent is this proposal?
For $1 million, how's he hung? I mean, if it's smallish, and I can just bite the pillow and cry.
Really? For $1 million, I mean,
no more mortgage.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
No more cab driving, and it's our dirty little secret.
Right?
I'll sit funny for the rest of my life to have my house paid off,
dude. Yeah,
that's the title of my next record: "Bite the Pillow and Cry."
Yeah.
Anyway, that was the moment. That's Steve
amazing.
Was talking about. The guy,
and super cool, dude.
Dude, and he as he walked away, he said, "That's what I'm looking for." And her and I were like, well, that was random and awesome. And then I decided to Facebook about it because
I thought it was a cool story.
Yeah, well, I had snapped a photo of the bikes right when we parked, and I was going to just post it, and it was just going to say couples therapy.
Yeah.
Because, dude, I mean,
it totally is.
Within 5-10 minutes of either of us being on the bike, usually we'll hit a light, and she'll just look over at me like, everything is right with the world. And I'm like, yeah, everything goes away, man. You get on this thing, and it's just you and the road, and you know,
it's cathartic. Yeah,
it really is. Yeah. So, but anyway, that was that.
I thought that was really cool. When I read that, I was like, oh man, that's
it was cool.
Also, because I know you guys, so it's like I could see that happening, and just I also know you guys, so I'm happy to see things are so great.
We're doing great, man. Yeah. I mean, any relationship, any marriage. I mean, it's not always good. It's not always easy, but we made it through all that, and yeah, man, we're both really stupidly happy.
Yeah.
You know? Like, we've got our little house, we've got the cats, and everything's pretty cool.
How you cats doing?
Cats are doing great, man. Awesome. Her little cat McGee is very much a senior.
Cat McGee.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the cat I call Cone because she's had an ongoing skin issue through her whole life. So I've literally called the cat Cone. And at one point, we couldn't do the cone anymore, so we got this weird little donut thing so she couldn't eat herself. And we were like, Parker Lungdon walked in my house. He's like, did your cat break its neck? And I'm like, no, dude. That's so she doesn't eat herself. And,
just hungry.
But yeah, we've been taking her to a fantastic
vet. I'd name her Alf.
Alf?
I believe it's, they're in West Seattle, they're called Evergreen Animal Hospital, maybe, but the vets there are awesome. There's a guy there that's a specialist with skin conditions, and she's got some stuff going on with her kidneys, so, but she's doing good, you know, her little cat McGee's doing good, and then my Muppet is just, she's the center McGee. Of my universe. McGee, yeah, McGee.
That's cracking me up.
That I've called Cone for 14 years.
That's amazing.
I'm like, yeah, this is Muppet, and this is Cone. They're like, you name your cat Cone? But most of the time she had the cone on, so there was never a question. It's like, you call it Cone? Like, if you had a son in a wheelchair, would you call him Cripple? I'd be like, probably. Yeah.
No, you call him Chair.
Hey, this is my boy Cripple.
I call him Chair.
Chair. Yeah.
Hey, Chair, get over here.
Hey, Chair, come here. Don't mind them steps. Just hold on, boy.
You guys want to hear something awesome?
Yes.
So, you know, I think it was the last podcast a month ago that I put out the call out, hey, if any band wants to, like, you know, have some fun and work on a song.
Did someone step up?
Yes. Actually, a couple did, but I went with the first person that I read and had a really fun conversation with him. I want to give him some love. If we were in our other studio, I would play your song, so we'll definitely play some of your music when we're back in the other
studio. It'll get played once Hans Gruber's left the building.
Right. Dude, it's fun because, like, in a weird way, like, I was hoping that this would happen. It exposed me to a band I never heard of, and that's really freaking good. I don't even know if you've heard of this band.
Who's the band?
Coyote Bread.
Uh-uh.
That's a great name.
Dude. I could probably pull up a little bit just to give a taste on here, but like, we'll play a full song when we got everything up and running again. But, like, really a solid band, man. I really dug their sound. So let's see if I can pull it up. Coyote Bread. They're on my
app. There's got to be a backstory to that name.
I would hope so.
Oh, dude, we'll get them on the show once they get the song done.
Yeah.
Maybe have them come in if they've got time, do like an acoustic performance. Maybe they'll even do it.
Now, is it Coyote Bread or is it Coyote Bread?
Well, I don't know how else to spell Coyote. C-O-Y-O-T-E.
Well, are you educated or are you from Western Maryland?
I'm from New York.
Oh, Coyote.
Because there's Coyote and there's Coyote.
And I think it might, well, I mean, I just hear, you know, Coyote Ugly, so I just kind of go
bread,
with
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Coyote Bread. Coyote
Ugly. Arizona Coyotes.
Yeah.
Well, here's a little bit of one of their songs. It's called Silver Screen, and I'm playing it from my phone into a microphone. It's high tech. It's exactly what the Rev likes.
Better than some I've heard.
I'm so tempted to reach for a mute button, but I'm not going to do it.
Stop it.
This one's somewhere else. I'll go ahead a little bit.
Oh, I dig this. It's
right?
Swinging.
Dude, I really dig it.
Oh, yeah.
Really good rock band, man. I dig them.
This is pretty great.
And this is just on my phone.
Yeah. Sorry about that, everyone. It's a tiny little speaker. Steve's got a big heart. Tiny speaker.
So true. My wife complains about that all the time.
Did you see the Michael Douglas? How's he hung? I wonder if they can do all those harmonies live. That's happening.
So anyways,
yeah, they're good. That's killer, man.
Yeah, Coyote Bread.
That
song is called Somewhere Else. It's off of their most recent release. They're working on some new music because I talked to them a little bit.
Cool.
But the album's also called Somewhere Else. It came out last year. So look them up on Apple Music, all the other places that you listen to your music, and we'll get them in.
Coyote Bread.
I get the email from, it says, hey, my name's Kevin. I've been a fan of the podcast for a couple of years ago, and I heard on the most recent cast about the wrestling intro, and if there aren't any takers yet, my band would be interested. And my bandmate has a studio out in Woodinville, so the cost to track the song, free.
Score.
Oh, there you go. Best price.
That's
dude,
my price range.
Free's a good price.
Band's called Coyote Bread. We just recorded our last record there, and like I said, if you listen to it actually through speakers and good quality, it sounds great. If you look it up in Apple Music, our record Somewhere Else was recorded out there. He also gave me a Dropbox link to some of their unfinished stuff just to give an idea of what their production sounds like. And like
that's
I said,
cool.
Everything sounds great. He's the drummer and really great drummer. So
rad, man.
He says, keep up the good work with your band in the morning show and the podcast, and that's from Kevin.
Aww.
So Kevin, thank you, and they are working on a new version of
What's the song? You never did tell us.
Joe Esposito's You're the Best Around.
Are you serious?
And I'll explain later on down the line when why it's that song. But
like
You're the Best Around.
Yeah.
I remember
working on a future tag team. And so, yeah.
It was Live Day and Steven won beat Miggs. And I sang You're the Worst Around. You always seem to just let me down. You're the worst around. All you ever do is let me down. Got a lot of laughs. I think Castle doubled over.
Dude, they caught me by surprise. I was cracking up.
I couldn't see you. You were in another studio.
I was cracking up.
All you ever do is let me down.
You're the worst around. So they're going to do a rocking version of that.
That's
heavy,
cool.
Loud, big guitars, big drums, and I'm actually very excited. And yeah, we'll definitely get those guys when it's done and when the reasons for it being done are explained out there in the world of wrestling. I think we should get those guys on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just want to give them a shout out. Also want to give a shout out to Ziggy, because after I checked that email, the next email I got was from Ziggy saying, what you need assistance for with this music thing and your wrestling whatses.
How very Ziggy of him.
Yeah, right.
I might be able to help out, but my kid and my job take up a lot of my time. I wouldn't mind giving a shot at helping you out, though. Also, when it comes to my stuff, if the drums sound real, most likely it's Ike. I typically use a drum machine when our schedules don't jive, but the bits you've been using lately have been 100% Ike and myself. He takes the garbage that comes out of my head and makes it sound real sexy on the back end.
I love Ike.
Since that's what he majored in when he was in college.
It's rad.
Either way, I could take a stab at giving you a hand, whatever you need, but if someone can make your arm hair stand up and your pants get tight, then please show them a whole lot of love. Miss you guys. Rock hard and ride free. Thank you, Ziggy, but like I mentioned.
Love you, Ziggy.
We're going to give Coyote Bread this opportunity.
They're going to lend Steve-ick a hand.
Yes.
I was trying to figure out a way to fit in.
I didn't want to interrupt Steve, but when he was talking about how his kid takes up time, I'm like, well, you think he'd want to lend a hand?
Well, I mean, his hands are full.
Damn it, yeah.
Are you guys owe each other a soda or something?
Oh, man, yeah.
Jinx, buy me a Coke.
Damn it.
Fine. I got an email from our buddy Shane, who takes a lot of great pictures. Rock Machine.
Rock Machine.
Oh, yeah. So, hey, guys, it's Shane from
End of May.
Yep. He says, I also play bass for End of May, and we want to let you know about a show that we're playing. On August 31st, we're opening up for Celia and Stoic F. August 31st.
Bum, 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 bum.
I hope the show went well, Shane. We've been off for a month.
August 31st, I went to an awesome show.
He was at the Anchor Pub in Everett, so if you went there, I hope.
Yeah, I wanted to try and get up there to that and didn't get to make it, because I love the Stoic FB guys. So, well, Celia's rad. Celia, you can catch, there's another thing that's going on. You can catch Celia at Migs Fest.
Oh, look at that. 3. Look at that, and that nice segue into it. First off, I saw the poster. Oh, that poser is so cool.
With the snake?
Yeah.
That's rad.
Yeah. Shout out to our dude, Tavis. He had a buddy that made that because he's like, I wanted to make something cool for you guys to have as like a memory of a special momentous show.
Yeah.
And so he had like the snake done, and then we sent it off to our buddy, Chris Dahl, who does, obviously, like I mentioned, a lot of cool stuff. And he added all the extra flavoring to it to make it so cool. An incredible poster.
Oh, it's funny because yesterday I had run into Tracy and Nicole at Chase Culp's wedding, and they were saying there were already 30 sales, but there's been almost no promo. And I'm like, I know for me personally, I've been promoting the events I've had to play.
Yeah.
Now I've got a month to promote nothing but Migs Fest, but I've had other stuff going on.
All right.
So, of course, the very next day, Monday morning, I launched this huge, every single one of my formats, the big press push with the original poster that was done by SUR, and immediately Tavis blows me up. It's like, dude. Zach Malang's not on the poster. I got to have all that taken down.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, on it. So I got out there, took it all, talked to Tavis for a while on the phone yesterday, and got all those taken down. And then,
dude.
Of course, I was dealing with some other stuff on the production side with the venue and whatnot. So Steve and I were emailing back and forth a little bit. But in the midst of all that, Steve sent me the poster.
Yeah, just got
which
done.
I promptly turned around because I had posted it, and everyone took off. La, 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 lots of comments, lots of likes, lots of shares, and then I had to delete everything. And so when Steve sent me the poster, I was like, sweet. And I
perfect.
Just,
chance to do it over.
I had a unique day yesterday with that. But yeah, Migs Fest 3 is at Club Sur on October the 12th.
Yep.
And that is Intisar opening the show, Celia, those boys rock, Wyatt Only in the Wreckage, the return of, I think that's their first show in Seattle since they've come back to the stage.
Currently working on some new music, I saw.
They're in the studio now, yeah.
I was texting with Wyatt, and it has been confirmed. He's like, you are coming up on stage and playing Devil with us, aren't you? And I'm like,
nice.
Of course I'm going to do that. I might not be sober, but of course, especially if Lion Pride Party Buses get involved, which I hope they will.
I would imagine.
But if they get involved, forget about it, I won't be sober.
Should we get a hold of Big Dogs again, man?
He hit me up.
Dude, it'd be rad to have him down there.
Yeah, he's got it. It's part of the tradition. Dude, Jerry's Big Dogs.
Jerry's Big Dogs, man.
I know they weren't a great seller, but I still want a Reuben dog.
As long as you want it.
Dude,
I think we bring back we definitely bring back, either make changes or bring back the dogs that we made.
Glenn, what the hell was mine?
It won, damn
cream
it.
Cheese, bacon, and jalapeno, I think. Oh, my mouth's watering like hell.
Oh, God, yeah, right? Yeah.
I know mine was teriyaki drizzle on pineapples and jalapenos.
Jesus.
Steve's like,
I'm so hungry.
He made eye contact, too, and growled at me, dude. It's like when a cartoon dog looks at someone and they turn into a steak. I think that's what just happened here.
Saturday, October 12th, Club Sir. Club Sir. SUR.
Yeah, I think you call it Club Sir. I can never, I don't know what the hell.
It's on First Avenue South. It's kind of, it's near where your old Studio 7 was.
Yep, so. Not far from there at all. My band's playing, Bruiser Brody, the return of Bruiser Brody. So Bruiser Brody has not played in the Seattle area since our Tractor show.
Yes, this is our big return.
You want to come down and catch Brody, and then
we might practice for it.
Yeah, we might. Maybe. And you know what? We've done shows where we didn't practice and just blew people's heads off, so
that's
all
true.
About it.
It will be an experience no matter what.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And then the headlining act is Stephen Perkins on drums from Jane's Addiction, Peter DeStefano on guitar from Porno for Pyro, Zach Malang from Supersonic Soul Pimps on the bass guitar, and then they've got a couple different guest singers they're going to be working with, and I promise you that's going to be bitching.
Some special guests. You just never know who's going to show up.
And that's
just
correct.
I mean, like, and Tavis is helping with a lot of it. And as we've had Tavis on in the past, he's got a lot of friends that are rock stars. You just never know who's going to be making an appearance. And I do want to give a shout out because they helped get these guys out here. Redemption Rye Whiskey.
Yes.
So Redemption Rye Whiskey, I just saw it. They're also on the banner.
Whiskey.
I just want to give them some love because they are the ones that are bringing out Steven and Peter.
It's amazing.
Yep. Yeah.
And if you guys missed any of this information, I literally just shared Glenn's post on the Mixcast page.
Nice.
So you can go to the group and you can get all the information right there. So
I mean, there's a good chance this will sell out. I mean, Steven Perkins playing, jamming, doing some Jane's Addiction.
I'd love to see it sell out.
Yeah. It's gonna be a party. Get tickets at eventbrite.com.
Yeah, whatever's on the, I don't know, whatever SUR uses. Okay, earlier when I was saying,
Google
like,
it, bitch.
I've been busy.
Google it, bitch.
Yeah, at some point I'll get the advances out to the artists. It's like that.
Google like, I'm sure it, bitch.
The guys in Celia probably saw the poster like, okay, so we are playing.
Right.
Hey, we know. Okay, we figured it out. It's amazing.
Yeah, so that's October 12th, and that's going to be rad.
Oh,
that's going to be rad, man. It's going to be, we didn't have a Migs Fest last year, so.
I think we came back with a good one.
We're coming back with a good one.
Yeah.
It'll be cool. I think it's going to be a really cool night.
It has been 2 years since I've had that hot dog.
Yeah, dude.
Really
Migs Fest 2 was insane. I mean, I remember it.
That was the great cake caper, correct?
Yeah, we're still looking for the thief.
The Caravelle ice cream cake.
Yeah, I remember spending a lot of time on a big black bus. The first one was the one where I took the dab hit on the other bus and I vomited right outside, right in front of the boss.
I mean, I puked at Migs Fest 2 at the end of the night.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, yeah, that's how I remember
that was the one where I took a dab hit so hard, I puked outside the bus, and I begged my wife to lead me into the club to the bathroom because I was going to crap my pants.
Oh, God, dude.
I didn't.
Oh, good. Good.
So, yeah, Migs Fests are always epic.
Yeah, and to confirm, Eventbrite, Brite.com. Mm-hmm. If you just search Migs,
you'll find it.
It will pull up Migs Fest.
Yeah.
Boom.
I love that you don't have that name that's just like John or something like that, because John Fest would be a little harder to find.
One G on Migs, not two Gs, just to let people know.
Oh. Who's been doing the double G?
Sometimes people do that. It happens from time to time. Randomly, I'll just get someone post something like, what's up, Migs? M-I-G-G-S. I'm like,
see, you're always trying to get people to not add that extra G. And meanwhile, I just wish they would get the double N right.
Right.
People that I've known forever are like, what's up, Glenn? And it's one N. I'm like, oh, man. I thought we were friends.
Glenn Cannon. There's five N's in that. You got to figure out where to put them.
Two N's, one G.
Yeah, more N's than you'll ever need,
I like
dude.
That.
Yeah.
I like
and
that.
One
R. Glenn Cannon? There's no R's there.
It's not a rev.
One E.
I'm going to say it's sort
if you're
of
you're getting rev wrong.
An N could be sort of a hair lip R.
Yeah.
You know? when you look at it on paper.
Your Mixed Fest is going to be a blast.
I'm so stoked.
Get tickets.
This.
Come hang out with us. It's always a party.
It's going to be rad.
It's always just ridiculous.
And if
just...
you guys haven't been to Club Sur, it's a really nice club.
I've heard it's
beautiful
made.
Live show, beautiful stage. Yeah.
We'll have to hit up the Hemp cool. Films or the Top Left guys to film this one.
Come down and get it.
I think that's going to be one that we're not going to want to forget.
No doubt.
Because I'll forget because I'll be blocked out while it's happening.
Yeah, I've slowed down a lot. I might remember this one. The first one and the second one, by the end of the show, I was not in pain. I'll tell you that.
You did double duty on both, right? Windowpane played both.
I think so, yeah.
Because the first year, we did the Beat Migs song.
That's right, with you singing with Windowpane.
Second year,
we did a big breakdown, and you made like a speech during the breakdown, which was pretty happening for everyone in the audience. But on stage, I couldn't hear him.
And I
just knew
blacked out.
Steve's mouth
speech.
Was going, and the audience would cheer. Mouth was going, and I was like, "Whatever he's saying, it's rad."
I remember the Beat Migs song. I don't remember that.
He made like we broke it down, and we hung down low, like real quietly. And Steve made like a whole speech.
I remember trying
about you guys.
We had no idea
about Windowpane.
I remember trying to do a stage announcement. It didn't work out too well.
There's a band playing.
I like these guys.
My feet.
We should have Rev do the stage announcement, but he has to blow a certain amount on the breathalyzer.
Oh, the BAC.
Oh, could we get one down there for that?
Oh, yeah. I got one at home.
Perfect.
We have one on a keychain.
My man.
I'm not even kidding. So I think that has to be, we have to pick whatever the amount is, but he can't be any more sober than whatever that is.
He has to be over the legal limit or something? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's 0.08. That's easy.
No, we have to have him at like a 0.2 or something like that.
A 0.2? That's like dead.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how he's working.
You'll be fine.
All I know is that
I'm experienced. You're going to be okay.
When we did the pub crawl where we were riding the scooters around, before we made it to the last one where we all drank a Buddha beer, everyone blew a 0.133.
Okay.
And then we drank a Buddha beer.
How about this? We all put in money or something and we bet, and then you blow the blow and go up on stage because it's a cautionary tale for people not to drink and drive, of course. And you won't be driving, so it's fine.
The truth.
And then we find out what you did, and maybe we have people, we have like a big squares and people bet whoever gets the closest wins.
I'm in.
That's our raffle.
I'm in.
We raffle off one autograph poster.
I'm kind of into this.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of into this too. I don't drink that often, but like
we could get the poster printed, have everyone sign it during load-in and stuff. We'll just try and make sure everyone signs that baby.
So there's Perkins and DeStefano signs it. Everyone
then
else.
Everything's fine.
We could scribble whoever.
We'll get that thing going and do a basically you
no beer. No beer.
You bet
just because that gives me heartburn.
Well, no one. We don't.
Oh, you drink whatever you want.
We're
isopropyl. Holmes.
We're just guessing what your blood alcohol content is.
All right.
And guess Rev's BAC. And you like, down with BAC? Yeah, you know me.
Maybe like the first 50 people get to write it down on a piece of paper or whatever.
REV BAC.
What happens if 12 people get to write BAC?
Well, we'll make sure we have multiple posters.
Do we pull like a Joker thing where we snap a pool cue in half and say, okay, you know, whoever wins this gets the poster?
Then we have Rev do another shot.
Yeah.
And then puts it over a little bit.
Yeah.
Rev's
nobody
like,
wins.
Rev's like, we're having tryouts.
Oh, man. I'm going to puke, aren't I?
That's going to be fun.
I'm going to puke.
Okay.
All right. Mixed Fest just got better.
It got weirder. It suddenly got weirder.
It did. That's for sure. Let's see. We got any other emails? No, we hit that one. We hit Shane's show that happened on August 31st. I hope it went well.
I heard it was a great show, Shane.
Keep kicking ass, my friend.
Sealy and Stoic FB, too. Like, that's a great bill. Like, I'm genuinely depressed that I wasn't at that.
Yeah.
I might have chosen to sleep or something. My pace has been, like, honestly, dude. No, seriously. Like,
if you have a chance to sleep, I think at this point in your life, I think you need to sleep.
It was Friday. I was dealing with, there's all this crazy IRS stuff that went down as a result of my refi, and they filed my taxes incorrectly, and I was juggling that, and I can't remember what else. There was a bunch of stuff I was just trying to get done Friday before I started work. And by the time Tawny got home, I was having a complete anxiety attack meltdown, like a total meltdown. And she was like, you're not going to work. You're not even fit to be around. You need to just stay home. And she mama'd me up. I was broken, dude. I was broken.
Yeah.
So I may have chosen to sleep on August 31st, or maybe that was August 31st.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm feeling much better.
Well, we should get you back to bed.
No, so, I got to go work after this.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Yeah. Okay,
anyone need a ride anywhere? I'll be in the little red Chevy.
Because we're in this weird studio, I don't know if I could find our outro bed. I found something that says outro bed on it. I don't know if we want to use that.
Let's just see what that sounds like.
Okay.
I can always help.
Okay, listen. Okay, all right.
What the hell?
Yeah, no, let it go.
Whoa. This is Modest Mouse.
Is it? Whoa. It's just listed as outro bed, so I was kind of hoping it was going to be ours.
HIV positive.
Oh my
Whoa.
God.
Whoa.
You rude.
Whoa.
There we go.
There we go.
Keep them both playing.
The remix.
So it was great to be back on the.
I hate you, Glenn. Oh, I hate you.
You could get rid of that Modest Mouse.
No, leave them both going.
Mixfest, October 12th, happening at Club Sir. It's going to be us with Stephen Perkins of Jane's Addiction, Peter DeStefano, Porno for Pyros, Zach Malang of Supersonic Soul Pimps, as well as Bruiser Brody, the Glenn Cannon smart. Band, Celia.
Wyatt Only in the Wreckage.
And Intisar.
Imagine if Elmer Fudd had to say Wyatt's band name.
What would it be like?
Wyatt Only in the Wreckage? Wyatt Only in the Wreckage?
I still want him to do an 80s cover band called Quiet Wyatt. I still want that to happen.
I see. I always wanted to do Fudd Against the Machine.
I know.
Where it's Elmer Fudd fronting Rage. Some of those workforces.
Oh, on a
same at Bud Quasis. You know, like, who wouldn't go see Fudd Against the Machine?
I would.
Wake up.
I'm sold. I'm totally sold. Other than that, I mean, I got 3-2-1 battle. It's Battle of the Sexes on Friday night. So
nice.
All intergender matches. And on Saturday, it's Rebel Girls, all female women's tournament.
Yeah.
I won't be there for that one at Evolve Fitness.
Which is where?
Where's that?
Seattle.
Republican in Seattle, right by El Corazon.
Oh, it's in town.
Yeah.
Now, if I show up just wearing sweatpants, is that going to be uncool?
No, it's totally encouraged.
Kind of normal.
Is it really?
No!
Because I got a feeling that
I just want Glenn to show up in sweatpants.
Like, hey, look, I'm really excited to be here.
We can tell, Glenn. We can tell.
Saturday, I'm taking we're taking Lulu on her first vacation.
Where are you taking Lulu?
Leavenworth, baby.
Leavenworth.
Prison?
No, the Germantown.
The Germantown, you weirdo.
All right, we're getting out of here.
Do you have Lederhosen? Is she going to wear Lederhosen?
If she was willing
to. Will you send me a photo of you wearing Lederhosen?
It's not October yet, brah. I'm gonna be eating pretzels.
Nice.
What's this?
This is the full version of Stay Positive.
Well, it really takes a turn, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Kind of like this podcast.
Was it a good episode?
Well, I think it was pretty good. Give us some feedback and let us know.
But only if it's positive.
Yeah. Are we done?
No, we're listening to the song now, man.
Okay.
Send us notes if they're positive.
Yes. Remember that thing I was talking about, podcasts? Drive me nuts.
I like that they've got the B3 going.
All right. Eventbrite.com. Type in Migs. Get tickets to Migs Fest.
Migs Fest 3.
Get them before they sell out. We're going to be having a lot of fun there.
Yeah, it's going to be yes.
It's going to be yes. Hopefully we'll be back in our usual studio. If not, we'll be broadcasting from the handicap
stall. From Glenn's
stall.
Garage. Broadcasting from Glenn's basement every Tuesday.
I'll bring my mobile gear and we can actually do it in the bathroom.
Dude, we played the whole damn song and we just still didn't get... Hey, stay positive. We're out of here.
See you guys later.
I hate you. Good talking.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.